Hey everybody, welcome to the Geriatric Millennials. This is Beth.
And this is Jamie.
And we're just two oldish, youngish ladies doing a surprise episode for Jamie. I'm so excited.
I have no idea what's going on. I do not know what to expect. I don't know how I feel about this. By the way, do you know that I don't really like surprises?
By the way, do you know I don't care?
Actually, in this context, I do.
Okay.
I do in this context. What I don't like as far as a surprise goes is like if there's an expectation on me to like go somewhere and I'm not prepared.
Got it, I'm not ready.
I'm not wearing the correct footwear or whatever.
That makes sense.
But in this moment, I'm okay.
Yeah, no.
But I'm also bracing myself.
I'm very excited because I worked on this today. It is my
what is happening right now?
My early 2024 slang.
And
I feel like you're not going to know some of, you're going to know some of it and some of it you're not going to know. Some of it we might have talked about.
Sure. I'm not going to know. I can't even remember half the stuff I already learned about slang. So, and it's probably changed now.
Some of it. Yeah. And I just wanted to say like, you're kind of ahead of the game right now because, you know, all the Stanley Cup frenzy that was happening.
Uh-huh.
This is not slang related, but it's culture related.
Okay. Yes.
Because I feel like I need to just like every month just bring some slang and some like, hey, just so you know.
Please do that for me.
This is what's happening.
Please do. Because all I really consume, I shouldn't say all, but for the most part, I do some social media, but I just look at people's stories, mostly people that I know, a few celebrity type people, like influencers, I should say, not celebrities. And then whatever TikToks you send me particularly. And then I have like two other friends that send me like reels.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't really scroll. And then I have one person that I stalk online and check whatever her latest content is. And that's it.
Okay. I love that.
For the most part.
So
occasionally I start scrolling. Sorry.
No.
Sidetrack. Occasionally I get sucked in.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm like out of the loop. I don't really know what's trending as far as stuff.
And I'm not pretending to be some trendsetter. Oh my gosh. I'm not pretending to be some trendsetter or anything.
No, you're not setting the trends, but you're aware of what's happening.
Okay. First of all, I am setting trends.
No, you're not. You wish you were.
Sometimes.
You could totally set a cat-related trend.
Okay. First of all, I do set trends in my own groups. I'll have you know that one time I set a trend of jean jackets.
What?
Yeah. This was like it. I'm just having flashbacks. You always make me have flashbacks. It was, the year was 1993. And
you set the jean jacket trend?
At my school, yes.
Oh,
I started wearing
school.
Them and then other people started wearing them. And then it was a thing.
Good for you.
And so I just want you to know you are sitting with a trendsetter.
Okay, good.
Okay. Also, I don't really know what's happening either, but I just wanted to make you aware. Like, so what kind of water bottle do you have there? Do you know the brand?
Owala?
Yeah.
What's it called? Owala?
Yeah. That's the new kind of like up and coming water bottle.
That's so funny because I've had this for years.
Yeah.
So basically I set the trend too.
Well, there we go. But it's like the Stanley Cups have gone kind of out of favor with the like young girls because the moms and the like pre-tweens have like taken over.
Oh, okay.
So now like the girls that are like
so pre-tweens are not the young girls? Who are you referring to?
Well, for me, I'm like young girls are like you know,
teenagers?
Like teenagers and like college.
Because I'm thinking the tween girls, that's the one I have and she's all about, she wants a Stanley.
But that's because, so now the older girls,
so now I get it.
What I consider the young girls are like, okay, we're over it. We're back to Hydro Flask and, you know, these bottles that make you look like a koala bear.
Yes. Is that what mine is?
Yes. I was so annoyed because I almost.
Yeah. Why? What do you mean?
Like when you have the cap up and then you're drinking it, yours might be a different version, but the new version, it has this little thing. And when you drink out of it, the cap kind of covers your nose. So you look like a koala bear.
I never would have thought of that. Yeah. That's really funny.
I know. It's keeping you in the loop.
Thank you. Okay. I'm going to be watching for that
the
now.
The other thing, because you're a dancer, you need to get on the, because Beyonce's, you know, dropping a country album.
I saw that.
And so there's all of these like line dances now out on the TikToks.
Oh, I'm into line dancing now too.
So I'm just saying like you might want to just peruse on over and learn a little dance.
I'll go down to the Branding Iron anytime. They've got lessons on Friday and Saturday.
Okay. I don't know if the Branding Iron is teaching Beyonce's TikTok dance. I'm just saying you might want to.
I could just do it at home, you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you're ahead of the curve. So that when you
totally do that.
You'll be
and
ready.
My daughter would be into that
too. Yes. So, okay, back to slang though. So I have a list of a lot of words and I'm just going to throw them at you. And I think you can guess what they mean. You're going to guess what they mean and give me maybe the like millennial equivalent.
Shoot.
Okay.
I'm going to do my best, guys.
Okay. Do it for the plot. Do it for the plot. I know.
Do it for the plot.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just take that literally. Like, do it for the story.
Yeah. It's like YOLO.
You only live once?
Yeah. Like when we used to say YOLO.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we'll do it for the plot.
So you have a story to tell.
Yeah. Like have the experience. Like you're only going to do it once. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Never heard it.
I'm probably going to say this wrong, but come at me, which is another.
Yes.
Yeah. Gyat. Spelled all caps GYAT. Gyat. Gyat.
Like you've got something? Like you got it, girl.
I mean, kind of. It stands for girl, your ass thick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, does it mean literally like your ass is thick?
Like you look good. Like,
I feel like my husband might want to use that.
There we go.
Say that to me.
Okay. Okay. So we're no longer saying cringe. We're saying you're corny. That's corny.
That is coming back around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that was a, okay.
Yep.
That makes me think of back in the day when I was a kid. I was 11 years old and we moved to a country called Belize and we lived in this Mennonite community.
Yeah.
And something about the Mennonites, if you're not really familiar with the culture or the religion or whatever it is, because it's like both, they kind of had a limited number of names that they named their children and family members. And then they would like reuse them for like every family has
the same names.
Okay. But like everyone has the same name. So then everyone has a nickname to like differentiate because so many people have the same names and there's only like 10 names.
Yeah.
And from my perspective, very unfortunately, I mean, no offense if this is your name, but one of the names was Cornelius and Corny for short.
Yeah.
And so like so many people named Corny. And I was like, and I was coming from it like that's a word.
Yeah.
And the word means cringe.
Yeah.
So to call somebody that as their name felt like, but they were like unaware.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, many of them have the last name Dick. And then when you have the combo of Corny Dick, I'm so sorry. It's true.
That's amazing.
And I mean, there's people listening to this quite possibly that have a Corny Dick in their life.
I'm just saying. Okay.
It's okay, I'm here because you know what? The name is Cornelius.
Mm-hmm.
And
which I've heard that name a lot before.
There's nothing wrong with that name. Yeah. And it's just, speaking of flashbacks, okay? That was one for me.
Yeah.
Long story long.
Love it. Okay. On God. Like people say, oh, on God. Like kind of like I got this or like, you know, like I swear.
I thought you were saying on guard.
No, on God.
On G-O-D. God. Yeah. Oh, like.
Yeah. Like, oh, Miss Murphy, I turned that assignment in. On God.
Oh, like I swear on my mother's grave.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Left no crumbs.
It was so delicious. I ate the whole thing.
Oh my gosh. That is the literal reason. Yes.
I just take it literally. I don't know what else to do.
It's like you left no crumbs on the dance floor. Like you gave it your all and you we would say like slayed, but that's old now. We don't do that.
Left no crumbs.
Yeah.
Just did the whole, you just did it all you did the way. It.
Yes.
Love it.
Same vein, she ate that. Or he ate that, or they ate that.
Well, my first thought was not appropriate.
Okay, perfect.
What was it? Ate that.
Just ate that? It's similar to what we just talked about.
Which was? I'm like Dory.
Left no crumbs.
Ate that. Oh, just did it. Just did the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like just went amazing. For it. Went for it.
Above and beyond good. Yeah.
Ate that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I could use that.
You should know
one.
This one. Riz.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard it.
You've got that riz.
It's like you've got like that cool factor.
Yeah.
And you're like hot.
You have charisma. You've got game.
Okay.
Like, so it's like.
You're good at like flirting?
If I said he has that riz, like he has game. Like he knows how to talk to women and like get their numbers and all that. It's giving millennial.
I've said this without even really thinking about it. I was like, oh yeah, it's giving such and such a vibe or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, I mean, I wasn't like that. Actually, I'm only doing that right now because I'm now like, but I did, it did occur to me later that I said it's giving something. And I was like, huh,
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been influenced.
All right. I love that. Ick.
I don't know. Gross.
Yeah. It's giving me the ick. Like, not into it anymore. Because I saw these girls. They were so funny. They were talking about the Super Bowl recently. And they're like, winning the Super Bowl is like giving me ick. And then they were just showing like, it's like giving... It's like, oh, we just played this game and we beat each other up and like, I guess I win. It was just so funny. I was just like, okay, whatever. Period. Period.
Like the end?
Done. Yeah. Period. Like that was.
That's it.
The amazing period. Or I'm done with you. Period. Or you can also use it like a kind of like she did the thing, period type of thing too.
Okay. Anyway, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this.
You're lying. You lying.
Does it mean what it says? Yeah, it's like you're it's lying. You're not cap. Telling the truth.
Yeah. It's a see the
cap and no cap still confuses me. My kids say it and I'm like, I don't know what you mean.
Cap,
you mean
is like, cap a lie. Is
like it's true with law. It's a lie. I don't
cap
get
is
it.
A the shorter one's the lie.
Okay, that's helpful.
Yeah.
So cap lie is lie
three and cap is three. So lie.
Say that again.
So cap is three letters and lie is three letters. So that's
okay. Yes. But then if you say no cap,
that means it's not a lie.
Okay. See, this is why it's confusing to me.
Bruh.
It's just like referring to your friend.
Yeah. I'm not a friend. I'm not a fan of people calling me bruh or dude. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Not a fan. What up, chat?
What up, chat? Did you say chat or Chad?
Chat.
What up, chat? I don't know. I've got nothing.
It's like a streamer thing, you know, like when they come on to like stream and they're doing their gaming or whatever they're talking about. They're like, what's up, chat? Can I get a blah in the chat? Not a blah, but whatever in the chat. Can I get a W in the chat?
So it's like referring to the chat?
To the chat, but like, now you're bringing it into
like
the real life.
People talk to me in the chat.
Yeah, like, hey, what's up? And say, what's up, chat?
I don't know.
And somebody out there might be having like their Gen Alpha or Gen Z person hear this. Don't come at me, okay? I'm just doing
please
the best I can.
Come at Beth in the comment section of our Instagram. Please do.
No, thank you. Okay. So no longer using sus.
Oh.
Saying like, that's weird. You're odd. That's odd.
So just using like words.
Real words. But it's all in like the inflection, right? Like you wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, you're so weird. You know, like that's weird.
Okay.
You got to have kind of, I guess, attitude to it. You're such an NPC.
Give me a second.
NPC.
Not.
It's a gaming reference.
I don't know, Beth. I don't know. I don't game. I can't even.
It's a non-playable character.
Oh, okay. So I think we
talked about this a while ago, how people were pretending to be NPCs on TikTok Live and getting paid tons of money. It's like a whole subgenre of lives. But an NPC is like a non-player. It's like a non-factor, right? It's something.
I don't remember having this conversation about TikTok. What?
Yeah. Like, so this was like in the summer. It really hit big where people were pretending to be like non-playable characters, like kind of mimicking because they kind of say the same things.
Because the lives were staged? Is that what you mean?
No. It's just like they were pretending to be that on TikTok Live because people were paying them money to do it. And so, but depending on what people gave them, it was like, another rose. Because NPCs in games, they usually have very limited function, right? They only do certain tasks. They only have certain phrases they can say.
I'm just so confused right now about who's paying people. How?
Like, as a viewer on TikTok, yes. I'm watching a live. If I wanted to, you can use real money to send them stuff.
Why?
And it gives them money.
Why would you ever do that?
To tip them. So people look at it as like, I'm tipping something that's entertaining me. Same with streaming. Like, they'll give you donations and stuff. Because
and so then what was the NPC?
So like there was this really famous girl who was pretending to be an NPC and she would just be like, oh my gosh, and do like the same hand movement and talking all the time. She's almost kind of robotic in some ways, but you're just playing.
And people
this
were sending your money to pretend to, do that. To yeah. be in it. This is such a weird world.
You're
this
welcome.
Is I that's why I that's why I'm like asking you to clarify and stuff because I'm like, this is so foreign to me.
Yeah, it was a whole thing. And so then like you could see people like kind of, there used to be this fun, like I loved this Instagram account called Influencers in the Wild. And it was just people taking pictures of people and video of them like creating their content for like TikToks and Reels and all of that stuff.
Yeah. So does it not exist anymore?
It was like used to be bigger, but I feel like you see it all the time now.
Yeah.
But when this whole NPC craze was happening, you could see there was some guy, I remember seeing a video where he was in New York and like on all these corners, there's these people pretending to be NPCs making money on the streets of New York. They had like a tripod up with their camera or their phone on it and they were just pretending to be NPC. So if someone calls you an NPC, it means like you're an uninteresting person. You're a non-factor. Right. So it's like not nice to say to somebody.
Right. But if somebody said that, I mean, I think it's cool people were making money.
Yeah.
However, I mean, that seems like a pretty easy thing to do.
I mean, it's not. Because like to be good at it, you have to have a little bit of
knowledge.
Riz. No. Riz. Well, okay. You know, you have to have a little bit of charm or something because it can get real boring real fast. And this one chick, she was making like that. We're not talking a little bit. We're talking thousands of dollars.
I'm like, thousands. Is there a great skill set to this? Can I do it? Can I make that much money? No.
No.
The answer is no.
No.
Too bad.
Just because you would start giggling and you'd break character.
Whatever.
I'm just.
You have no idea.
Okay. Well, get back.
If I was
on
making
TikToks,
that much money,
you make it happen.
I would leave no crumbs left.
I would leave no crumbs.
I mean, I would leave no crumbs left behind.
That was beautiful, though. Okay. This is like not just slang words, but it's like a whole Gen Alpha thing, kind of. I don't want to sound like one of those people that are like, all Gen Alpha does it, but it's called skibbity toilet. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's this, I saw it on YouTube, and it's this like, so I first heard about this, I don't know, last summer-ish maybe, because like teachers were talking about how kids were coming to school knowing these songs like Flock of Seagulls songs and things that they shouldn't, like, how do you know that song? And they're like, skibbity toilet or something. And it's this like, this online YouTuber, I believe it's a YouTuber that like makes these videos and they use a lot of like old music. And it's this guy that like pops out of a toilet and he starts singing a song. I'll put a link in our.
Interesting.
And I was watching some of the videos and it's very much like, it's not for me, right? I don't get it. It's not my genre. It's not my,
okay.
It's not my generation. So I'm watching it like, okay, like this is, to me, it's stupid, but to others, like they love it, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Yeah. Never heard of
go
it.
Go off. Go off queen, which I don't think you're supposed to say that anymore, but I do what I do. Anyway, those were kind of the ones. Preppy's kind of making a comeback too. Like this is preppy.
That's so funny because that is
the aesthetic. Yeah.
But that is something that I remember from, you know, slang back in my day.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like, that's again, we've talked about this before. I think that it all comes down to authenticity. Like, I don't think that I try to stay up with like current words to just try to stay up with current words, you know, but sometimes they just start coming into your vernacular. So I say they start saying girly a lot because there was a lot of girlies happening around.
Yeah.
And then I start calling everybody girlies and things like that. I'm like, okay, that's weird, but it just pops out naturally now.
I mean, you've called me a variety of girlies.
You're an avatar girly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. You said that. And I was like, no, because I watched the movie.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make any sense, Beth.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think slang is really interesting. I think it's interesting how language changes and how the different generations take it on.
It is. And I like having these conversations with you because I feel like I am learning.
Yeah.
And I like to be aware, even though I'm probably going to forget it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Just an awareness is good.
But just, yeah. And also, like, it just helps me notice things.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I find it really fascinating because I watch creators from all over the United States. I mean, really all over the world, but in the United States specifically, it's so interesting to see how things shift regionally. And so you'll hear someone talking from like Atlanta and there's words that it's like I'm not as familiar with because it's like it's more localized slang.
Right.
And it's just like it's just kind of cool to hear it.
Well, I would like to know how my kids know these things.
What do you mean?
Well, how do they know these words?
I mean, kids are. I mean, we used to learn the words without the internet,
but I just think,
word of mouth. But they hear it. They hear it.
I guess I
on social media, I mean, and with their friends.
It makes sense. But also, I'm just like, how do you even know this stuff? But I mean, they're living their lives. They're out there living their lives, and
well, and they're taking it all in, right? Like they're just like sponges,
yeah.
And they're just seeing it all, and just
we're. But like, it's like, you know, when you, for me, like when I learn a new word and I try it out for the first time. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a little uncomfortable because I'm like, do I know what this really means?
Yeah, but if you were in a school with, I don't know, however many hundreds of other students and they're all start saying, bruh, you're going to pick it up pretty quick.
That makes sense.
It kind of, it always makes me giggle because I have a few friends that really don't speak in very much slang, especially the slang I use. But if I hang out with them enough, I start hearing them say the words I use.
That's
and it's,
awesome.
It's hilarious. And then I even had a friend even say, like, her husband was like, she was saying some words and he was like, you've been hanging out with Beth because it was just like not in her normal whatever. But it's just like, but I do that with my friends too. Like I pick up things that are like, they're verbal, like prowess. That's not the word.
They're verbals.
They're verbals. They're vernacular. So I don't know. But here's just trying to stay, you know, hip with the youths, Jamie. I'm trying to stay like at least where I understand.
I'm glad you're trying because I benefit from that.
Yeah.
I'm just living my life going, what are you saying? I don't understand what that means. So thank you.
If you're enjoying the podcast and would like to support the show, you can share episodes with your friends and family, follow us on Instagram at The Geriatric Millennials, or leave us a positive review and rating, all which help us to grow. Our theme music was created by The Finley Ghost. Check out their latest album now. Thank you so much.